Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching never changed anything.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater. And those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for, and I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside, with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills. And then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends and we stay together. And let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat, takes a lot less money to cool, it's a lot easier to clean, it's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine, or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat. I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
All right, today's podcast, well, let's start off with yesterday's podcast was titled Power Tools That Create Wealth. That was yesterday's podcast. Power Tools That Create Wealth. Today's podcast, and the noise that you hear in the background is, let's say, social capital at work. The lawn man is here. And they're finishing up, so to speak. Anyway, today's podcast is titled Power Tools That Create Cash Flow. Power Tools That Create Cash Flow. Live stream number 619-768-2945. Now, we're talking about the circular saw because that can get, I mean, you can do it the old-fashioned way, but with a handsaw, but that's going to take a lot more time. You get a good workout with it, but it takes a lot more time. So with a circular saw, which you can buy at a reasonable bid. I bought one for $46. But, you know, they got some at $30, some lower than that, some more, not a lot more expensive than that. But, and it's not the only tool you're going to need, but it's the primary one as far as what we're talking about. Now, when he built that, because he did that by himself, when he built the solar cabin by himself, okay, I'm just assuming that one of the tools that he used, primary tools that he used, was a circular saw. And now he built it for himself, okay? So by just building the house yourself, the house is wealth. But that wealth can be converted into the same house, can be converted into cash flow if you rent it out. It can be used for cash flow, for child support, to buy groceries, to take vacations, for retirement. It's only limited to your imagination. So when you get that circular saw, you got to think about, all right, how can you use it to create cash flow, or how you can use it to create wealth and cash flow? Like I say, building the cabin was wealth. He built himself a debt-free house. He moves into it. And, you know, if you just keep on doing that, you'll get wealthy. But if you want to produce cash flow after you build it, rent it out. Or you can sell it. If you sell it, you get cash in the form of a lump sum. Or if you rent it out, you get it on monthly payments in any kind of way that you arranged it. So the circular saw and the other tools, but the one that we've been talking about for the last couple of days is the circular saw. Like, so you can get one of those almost any. I mean, you can get them at Walmart, Amazon, Sears, while it's still open. I guess they still have an online catalog, Sears. I got mine from Harbor Freight. And like, so you just put it in the search engine and go from there. So you look at, all right, your investment is whatever amount of money, in my case, $46. Well, add on another about $50, $51 when you include the blade. So how many times can you get your investment back in a form of cash flow by doing jobs? And that's only limited to your imagination as well. So we'll have illustrations on that by actual projects that we put together as well. Let's go to our phone lines here. 773, your mic is open.
Good morning, Mr. L.A.
Good morning.
Cash flow, and you spent less than $100. $50, and you're in business. Where can
right.
you go into business for $50? $50, you can go into business building tiny houses or any other warehouse.
Or a lot of other things.
You can, furniture
with them. Yeah, furniture, greenhouses, it's cabinets. There's many things you can do, ways you can earn a consistent cash flow with a circular saw.
That's right, the circular saw. And you better not add hammer nails and the power drill with all those things. Look at the money that you can make. You don't have to run around and look for somebody to give you a job. You create your own job. Then if you want to kind of expand, if you want to expand what you're doing, then buy your lawnmower. Then spend your $100 for lawnmower and start doing lawns. And then from that, you want to expand, you started doing landscaping, beautifying people's homes, and beautifying the homes that you build. And if you want to go a little bit further, then you can start doing concrete driveways. There's so many things that you can do to earn a good living and a cash flow. So many. If you want to do blacktop, you don't know how to lay concrete. You don't know how to lay concrete. Do blacktop. You can take a wheelbarrow and deliver, have your blacktop delivered and dump the blacktop and take your shovel and start doing driveways. And then it's
you've linked everything where a person has they've taken from a circular saw and created industries.
Yes, sir.
Just under one household.
Yes, sir. Sure am.
You're right, because once you build something, you can offer another service, landscaping and something, and the other things you mentioned as well. That's just started off with $50 investment.
Yeah. It's an endless opportunity. Endless opportunities. And you don't have to wait for somebody to give you a job.
Right.
So I suggest that people that are listening to this broadcast get on their high horses and come on and join us. And those that don't know how to do what we're talking about, we will teach them. We'll also have a school and to teach what we're talking about. It is that simple. We can teach what we're talking about. We can show you what we're talking about so that we, as a people, can be independent and have all the things in our community that somebody else is providing.
Right.
Providing for ourselves. It'll
be a lot less expensive because if you hire somebody that has a circular saw to do work for you, the costs are going to be dramatically higher. So it's better.
Yes.
And it could be charging five anywhere. Well, we're talking about a house. You might be spending $50,000 or $100,000, depending on the size of the house. However, for $50 and learn how to, you know, like you say, attend the schools that we set up and learn how you can receive a good share of the money by offering the
endless
service.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Endless opportunities.
You're absolutely right.
Now,
you've got a podcast yourself Monday through Friday. Currently, it's titled Strictly Business. Give us the time for that tonight, and what might the topic be for tonight?
Okay. The time for the show is 7:30 p.m. Central Time. That's Friday nights a week, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, five nights a week that we air. And if you have an idea, we'd like for you to bring and get on the air. Let people know what your idea is so that we can all join in and implement what you're talking about. Because an idea is nothing without implementing. If we got to implement it, if the idea is good, let's look at it and let's implement the idea. From shoe strings to earrings. How about that? From shoe strings to earrings. It's an endless opportunity.
That's true. And a phone number for that podcast tonight is 516-387-1512. I memorized it. 516, I think it's 387-1512.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check. That sounds about right. Let me double check on that. Yep, I was right. 516-387-1512.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm starting to get into the habit of memorizing telephone numbers. I used to always use, but then when we got these phones, we put them in the phone and don't memorize like we used to. So that's for Strictly Business, 516-387-1512. That's tonight, 7:30. Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time, just for your local time zone.
Yeah,
I guess that Mountain Time, it would be 6:30 Pacific Time. But God, you can catch that show around the clock, depending on your time zone.
Yeah. Let me add something to this, LA. You came up with this idea, well, I think about 3 or 4 years ago when we started talking about tiny houses. I want people to understand that tiny houses has been around for the last 200-300 years in America.
No, since day one. Because if you look at early man, before man could even, before there was organized language, which is, because man's like, you know what, let me look it up right now. We got some time over here. How old is man? Mankind, I'll put it that way. Mankind, all right. The earliest fossils of anatomically modern humans. All right, so man's around 200,000 years old. 200,000 years old. So one of the things that we instinctively do, you know, when it rained, got cold or whatever, we have to look for shelter. So I would say that the first, you know, if we couldn't find a cave or something like that, we learned how to build shelter. And a lot of those shelters, most of them were not big at all. I would say even if we come up to, Abraham Lincoln lived in a log cabin. Now, you had bigger houses then, but that was for, like, more wealthier person. But the average person lived in a house similar to the solar cabin or smaller.
That's right.
Because if you look at even Eskimos now in 2019 with their ice houses, those are basically small. Matter of fact, square footage of an igloo. Let me see what that is. Square I guess, you know, they got a square foot of igloo. Okay. Let's see. The largest traditional self-supporting dome igloo has an inner diameter of 24 feet. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I'm just trying to get it in square feet.
Okay.
But, all right, the average igloo, Eskimo igloo, is said to be about 3 or 4 meters and can comfortably fit 5 people. Now, however, the community-type igloos is, or let's go meters to square feet, okay? Meters. And that's an ancient form of housing, too. Meters to feet. Okay, so they said, let's put it at 4 meters, or 4 feet, rather.
Mm-hmm.
4 foot. No, they said 4 meters. 4 meters, that's 13 feet. But it's in a circle, though. 3 feet, 3.37 inches. All right, let's get it to square feet. Meters to square feet. Okay, meters to square feet. And let's say it's, they said 4 meters. So that'll be 40 square feet. So let's do some quick math here. 40 feet. What's the seven? All right, if we go seven by six, 7 long, 6 wide, that's 42 square feet. So let's go a little bit higher than that. All right, let's go seven by seven, 7 feet long, 7 feet wide, 7 times 7 is 49 square feet. So that's an Eskimo igloo. And then you got people
that's something that happened before that. There's something happened before then, though, really. What about the caves that we dug? And we had two doors.
Yeah, dugout houses is an ancient form of, and people still do those. Dugout houses, teepees that Native Americans had. You have to this day in rural Africa, people who do huts. So the traditional housing has not been the size. The typical size of house that we see in Western countries now would be basically a large mansions compared if you look at the history of housing of the world. The house that you live in would be classified as a mansion if you look at the history of the world or even a lot of housing now worldwide.
That's what I'd be complaining about when I said we got to go back and study history. Along with what we're doing, we got to teach history as to where we from where we came to where we are. The history of man is awesome. It's really awesome as to how the survival they put together survival kits so that they wouldn't freeze to death because you didn't have a chimney as we know it today to get rid of the smoke.
Right. You're absolutely right.
So
we need to do that. Matter of fact, you know what? Tomorrow's podcast will be on what you just stated. We're going to do the history of housing.
The history of housing.
Because a lot of people don't I mean, we're really living larger than, that's why a lot of people get into financial problems. They're living larger than they actually need. And that causes all sorts of issues and whatnot. All right, so tune in tonight to Strictly Business. It says 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Time. That'll be 6:30 Mountain, 5:30 Pacific. And the number is 516-387-1512. Once again, 516-387-1512. And then I'll be on there too. So if anybody wants to hear just a quick repeat of Power Tools That Create Cash Flow. And we've been talking about the circular saw. So yesterday we talked about how you can use that circular saw to create wealth. And that's why we play the solar cabin. Because once you build the cabin, that's wealth. Now, he moved into it. But once you rent it out, you can create cash flow. You know, so to speak, the goose that lays the golden egg. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.